Welcome to the Floyd Hall Podcast. I am Floyd Hall. Thank you for joining me. Well, actually, I should say thank you for letting me join you, whether you're on your laptop, whether you're on your smartphone, whether you are listening in your car, whether you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on Stitcher or BlackBerry Podcasts, or on Podomatic. However you are listening to this podcast, I thank you for allowing me to be part of your day. As usual, you can find this podcast also on The G Cafe. So connect with The G Cafe on Twitter, at The G Cafe on Facebook, facebook.com/The G Cafe. Also on Instagram, at The G Cafe as well. On today's podcast, I want to ask you, what shapes your world? What do you read? What do you listen to? What do you think about? And I ask that because in this world of self-reinforcing media, we tend to read and listen to the same voices and perspectives over and over again. So it becomes this sort of circle of content, which isn't a bad thing, but it is a thing. So, for example, if you get up every day and you read the same newspaper, and you listen to the same talk show, and you listen to the same sports broadcast, whatever you listen to, you know, out of habit, that becomes what shapes your world. So whenever I talk with people, especially if I'm meeting with a client, I always ask them, what are you reading? Just because it helps me understand sort of where they're being influenced, but also because it helps open me up. So if there are things that I know about that I can share with the client, I do that. But also if there are things that I don't know about, I always like to learn more about those things just as a matter of getting multiple inputs, perhaps on the same topic. So politically, most people tend to listen to or read the same thing, but why not, just for the sake of understanding, start to read other points of view just to understand all sides of an issue. So I challenge you, you don't have to write this down, you don't have to make a list, but make a list of some sort, whether it's mental or whether it's actually, you know, spelled out. What influences you? What do you read? How many different perspectives do you take in on a matter? What magazines, you know, what bloggers? Just to start to get some sense of how you may even want to fill in the gaps or start to acquire some alternate perspectives of those particular things. So that's just what I thought about really first thing this morning, and I wanted to share that with you. So turning the page in terms of identifying what influences you, I wanted to also throw out the idea of seeking out other people who are doing what you do to pick their brain. Sure, it sounds pretty much common sense, if you will, but especially for entrepreneurs or people with entrepreneurial pursuits, seeking out other people who are other entrepreneurs, I guess, to pick their brain, to get moral support, to also see if there are things that you can borrow from their business model that you might be able to apply to your own, or to just help you enhance your own idea. Not saying stealing, not saying to do that, but if there are things that they're doing successfully, most people are always willing to share stories about what they did right because it makes them feel good. It gives them some sense of reinforcing that accomplishment. So try to do that. Think about doing that as you recalibrate how you see the world. And that brings me to my wish for bloggers. There are so many bloggers out there, especially in the lifestyle space, the fashion bloggers, the luxury bloggers, the food bloggers. I would love to see more bloggers consolidate, merge, partner, share content, more collaboration, whatever that looks like. I would love to see actually less blogs. When I'm in Atlanta and I go to an event, I see a lot of the same faces covering the same event with the same audience focus. If you're a fashion blogger and you're at this event and you see the same folks in your peer circle at this event over and over again, why not think about collaborating or consolidating your efforts? Just food for thought. On the flip side, why not more collaboration with people who may not be like you? So if you have identified a blogger who may talk about technology, for example, and you're a fashion blogger, why not both of you all get together, have a combined platform, and try to leverage the totality of your network to each other? I think there's so many people who are doing it individually, which is great. I think it's allowed, the technology that is, has allowed people to find their own voice. But I would love to see people collaborate with each other in the same space, but also in different spaces, just to leverage the audience. And also, I think it gives the audience some clearer perspective on choices. When you have too many choices, it's sometimes hard to focus. If you narrow things down a little bit more, you know, it's a chance for a clearer understanding of the scope of the blog site versus a different one. So that's just my wish for bloggers. You don't have to take my advice, obviously, but I just would love to see more blogger collaboration and definitely more blogger consolidation. Let's take a break, play some music, and we'll be right back here on the Floyd Hall Podcast.
Space and time, wide awake, out of papers, I am not okay, I am out my mind, outer space, that's where I've been going, to a place where nobody knows, floating at a pace where now you see me, and now get home. I do not feel the fear of be right where I was before, but I'm not alone. You say take my hand and we go, and we go, and we go, and we go, and I hope that we don't overdose, cause we don't, no we don't, no we don't ever know when we have had enough. Wait, now my thoughts so cloudy and my heart so crowded with hate. I'm so frustrated, like my soul's been taken away. Broken promise of everything that I thought you were. Thought you said this would never hurt. That's what it did, that is all. I do not feel the fear of falling. Thought I could fly. But I'm not alone. You say take my hand and we go, and we go, and we go.
Welcome back to the Floyd Hall Podcast. I am Floyd Hall. As I mentioned before, this is the prequels sessions series edition, whatever that word needs to be. This is sort of the storm before the storm, or the podcast before the podcast, actually. So we're testing out some things, not quite sure what the end result is going to look like, but this is sort of a sneak peek into the process of how we're going to develop this podcast. So thank you for hanging out with me and allowing me to hang out with you at your desk, on your phone, Once again, you can check us out on iTunes. If you search the G Cafe on iTunes or search for the G Cafe on Stitcher, we're there on social media platforms. It's simply at the G Cafe on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. So check us out there. And if you'd like to follow me specifically, you can follow me on Twitter at Super Navajo. Super N-A-V-A-H-O. And if you have any questions about how I got that Twitter name or Twitter handle, rather, follow me, ask me, and I might explain it to you. So there you go. I wanted to get to this other story, though, or this other development. In music, especially in hip hop, there's always a label that people give themselves that defines what their influence is like. Like, I'm the king of this, or I'm the boss of that, or I'm the best rapper alive, I'm the best rapper ever. It's all subjective, obviously, but one of my favorite labels is Artist Whose Next Release I Am Most Anticipating. That's my label, right? Artist Whose Next Release I Am Most Anticipating. And that title goes to Kendrick Lamar. Why? I'm not quite sure. I think he's just one of those rappers that has that it factor. Whatever that means to you, he has that it factor. And you know it's crazy when you get just mainstream love from all over the place, from, you know, industry veterans, all the way to people like Lady Gaga, which has been the most interesting aspect of this to me, you know, because we live in such a public world. Everyone's moves, everyone's new friendships gets chronicled via Twitter, via Facebook, via the blogs. And over the past, I would say, couple of months, Lady Gaga has emerged as Kendrick Lamar's new BFF. And I like that. I like people who seemingly come from, you know, different sides of the spectrum musically, finding a way to be friends and collaborate. So I actually believe that there's a new song in the works between both of them. It may be on her release, it may be on his release. I'm not really, you know, too concerned about who puts it out, but or I guess which artist headlines. I'm just saying this collaboration. And I think the theme of today's podcast really has been collaboration from different sources. And that's just another musical example of that, artists getting together to create and collaborate, but also to help further each other's business interests. So there's never anything wrong with that. So as we close out the show, I always like to give some shout outs. Big shout out to the Section 357 show. That's at Section 357 on Twitter. Big shout out to Jazz Photo. That's at JAS underscore photo on Twitter. Big shout out to My Book of Lists. Big shout out to Urban Vines Wine Company. Also a big shout out to you for listening. So if you're still within the sound of my voice, if you're listening to me right now, retweet the show, pass the word, give me some feedback, even better, at Super Navajo on Twitter or at the G Cafe on Facebook, facebook.com/the G Cafe, and on Instagram as well, at the G Cafe on Instagram. So with all of that being said, I'm Floyd Hall, and this has been my podcast. Thank you for listening.